Hey gang, are you in a band in Austin and you're looking to step it up and you're looking for a place to rehearse? Let me tell you about Space Rehearsal and Recording, a uniquely Austin experience preserving its musical heritage and inspiring future artists. Space is an affordable venue for rehearsal and recording situated just a few short miles south of downtown Austin. 31 spacious rooms, wide gallery-lit corridors, and excellent parking. They have the space to help you with your creative endeavors. Simply call them at 512-448-9518 or go to spaceatx.com. Let's get down.
And you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here?
It's time for How Did I Get Here? And now here is your host.
Hello, I'm Johnny. I'm your host. Welcome to the show. I have a fantastic show for you today. Hip-hop artist Tank Washington is here today. His new album, Pain, came out in January. It's fantastic. He's part of the LNS crew. You can find him at lnscrew.com or at pacboytank.bandcamp.com. That's P-A-C-B-O-I tank.bandcamp.com. We have a great conversation. But before we get to that, let me quickly welcome all of the new listeners and let you know that you can catch up on past shows by going to the howdidigethere.podbean.com site. And on the right-hand side, there's an archive section that's month and year. So every month of every year that the show has been out since August of 2011, you can access all of the shows, all 462 shows. So you can go back and listen to them on the site. You can download them, listen to them on your iPod, on your phone, whatever it is that you do to listen to them. You can also always subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. You can like us on Stitcher, and you will get a new show every Tuesday, every Friday, two shows a week, sometimes three. Gets exciting. Sometimes we have a lot going on. But normally it's two shows a week, every Tuesday and every Friday. And also you can like our Facebook page and you can keep up with stuff. And I'm going to encourage you very quickly to please share these shows. If you like a show, share it on Twitter, share it on Facebook, because this show is like in a little vacuum. We don't have advertisement. People don't just happen across the show unless they see it on social media. So if there's a show that you like, take for instance, you're a Tank Washington fan and you enjoy this conversation and you thought it was worth listening to and you'd like to share it with your friends, then share it on Twitter, share it on Facebook, like our Facebook page, How Did I Get Here? And you will be able to keep up with the show, see photos, see a photo of Tank Washington and myself. So yeah, do that, all right? Thank you so much for listening to the show. I hope that you guys enjoy my conversation with Tank Washington. We get into a lot of places like the hip-hop scene in Austin, the hip-hop scene in general in the world. What's the deal with Kanye? Is he excited about it? The fact that a guy that was on the show, Eric Dingus, has been working with Drake. Excitement. And all kinds of stuff. Being a dad and losing a parent. All kinds of things going on with hip-hop artist Tank Washington. Sit back. Have a great weekend. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Here's my man Tank Washington. Let's get down.
Yo. Before you old, nosy motherfuckers. Nigga,
all up in my business.
All up in my shit.
Mind your motherfucking
nigga.
Own.
Mind your motherfucking
bitch,
own.
Nigga.
Yeah. Sticking to the code, why these motherfuckers playing? Fucking with these hoe money, only thing I'm chasing. Getting to the bread, little nigga, what you saying? Hating. Got a nigga feeling like he made it. Faded. Popping champagne like we made it. Baby, mama full of drama, can't take it. Patience. Really getting low, I ain't picking up the phone unless you really talk about getting paper.
But everybody does it all around the world.
It's just something I seen.
Yeah.
I seen it done and.
One guy did it and the rest of the world, like, followed.
Yeah, yeah. Because. Cause I'm pretty sure it's hard to check the levels off of mic check 1-2. I'm pretty sure they want you to get up there and give them some level, like actually try to perform some of it before you do it. But hey,
yeah,
mic check 1-2 is just universal, I guess.
Yes, it is. Yeah. It is. How are you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing pretty good, man.
Yeah,
I'm doing pretty good.
You know your name, Tank Washington. It's like a 70s blaxploitation superhero. You know what I mean?
Yes, exactly, exactly.
Wanna wear on Tank?
Yeah.
So your new album, Pain, is out.
Yes, it's
and
out right
now. And this is your first full-length?
Full-length album, yes, sir. Yes, sir. First one, I put out an EP a couple years ago. I put out mixtapes. I've been on a bunch of albums, but this is my first solo project album, and it's out right now. Yes, sir.
Okay, and you're part of the LNS crew.
Yes, sir.
What does LNS stand for?
Leaders of the New School.
All right.
Leaders of the New School, man.
You're from Austin?
Yeah, I'm from Austin.
Okay. And so your album, how long, like, because you put out a couple of singles last year.
Yeah.
And those were collaborations with other dudes.
Yeah. I put a bunch of singles out last year, okay. Actually. But
I was just going from your Bandcamp page.
Oh, okay. But yeah, I put out a couple of singles last year. Then.
Okay.
But yeah, man, I really wasn't going to put out an album. I was really going to just focus and stay in my lane with the crew. But
what does that mean?
Basically
be part of the team.
Yeah, as be a team player. Well, I'm still being a team player. Right, right. It's just that I wouldn't really focus on my solo as much as I am now. You feel me? And I lost my dad, and I was like, damn that, I'm giving my all. And that's why I came out with Pain. Because, I recorded a lot of... I recorded 7 songs in Denver, and only like 3 of them made the album. And then...
In Denver?
Yeah, okay. In Denver, Colorado. And I recorded the rest here, but it wasn't... Pain was not going to come out. And then my dad died, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to give it my all. And that's probably one of the best decisions I made. So, yeah.
Because you're a dad too, right?
Huh?
You're a dad too?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that stuff like when you lose your dad and you've got kids?
Yeah.
But does that affect you in a different way than... You know what I mean? You start looking at like, okay, well, he's gone.
Yeah.
I'm next. Yeah. I got to get some stuff going.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Put for
my kids.
Yeah. Put a fire under me, man. Put a fire under my ass if you say it that way. But yeah. Yeah, man, most definitely, man. Losing him, man, the person that I could pick up the phone and call, you know, the person that could teach me about life, you know, and I don't have that no more. Like, I go through life, go through all type of crazy situations, and I could just call my dad and he'll give me the real. Like, he never sugarcoated nothing for me. And now I just don't have nobody to call. So everything is on me. I have to make those decisions, and I have to man up to everything now. You know what I'm saying? So, and then I have kids, so I can't show them a weak. I can't show them somebody that's going to fold. I have to be a stand-up guy, like, 100% of the time in front of them.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
That's an incredibly real thing, man, to go through.
Yeah,
I'm
man.
Sorry you had to go through it, but I bet it made you a better person even.
It made me a better person. It made me take things less for granted.
Yeah.
It's a lot of things that I took for granted, a lot of things that I didn't care about before, but now I care about them now.
Yeah. So what did he do?
My dad was a jack of all trades, man. Before he died, he had his own car shop. He had his own shop where he worked on cars. He bought and sold cars. He was his own boss, and that's how he's been for the last. That's how he was for the last 10 years. He didn't punch a clock for nobody but himself. You feel me? So
yeah,
he was just a jack of all trades, man. He did it all.
Where do you how did you grow up? You grew up here in Austin.
Yeah, we grew up here in Austin.
Yeah.
I grew up, how did we start it? Southside, we stayed at Goodrich Apartments out there, the projects over there. And then we moved to the east side, Booger T, St. John's, Del Valley. Eventually, we made our way to Round Rock and Cedar Park, but I'm the oldest of 8, so...
Whoa.
My mom had a lot of kids. Well, she had 5 kids and a set of triplets. So, yeah, we moved around a lot, man. Yeah.
Wow. So, are you kind of responsible
for what?
Do you feel like, you know, you're the big brother? Now you lost your dad. Now you've got 7 plus you're 2, right?
Yeah.
So, you got 9.
Yeah.
You got 9 people under you.
Yeah, man. I feel the slack. I mean, my brothers and sisters, they always call me. They probably won't talk to each other, but they will call me and talk about the next. So, yeah, I feel that weight sometimes. But, you know, my dad always tried to keep it positive. So I always try to keep it positive when I talk to them.
Yeah.
You know? And if they ever need anything or they need help with anything, they always come to me because my dad taught me a lot, man. And I absorbed a lot from that, man.
Yeah. And your mom's still around?
Yeah, my mom's still around, man. Shout out to moms.
You guys are good.
Yeah, that's like my best friend.
How old are the triplets? Because if you're 28, there's got to be some that are still at home, right?
They're 20.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, so everyone's...
They'll be 20 this year. They're 19 right now, but they'll be 20 this year. So, okay. Yeah.
So did you have like a musical household? Like, did people play music?
Of course, man. Yeah? My mom, you know, she used to clean up and she would listen to like Mary J. Blige.
My mom, that's the same, like my main albums, you know, yeah, what I mean? Like, yeah, the ones that are in my soul,
yeah,
are ones that we clean house to on yeah, Saturday and Sunday. Yeah, yeah, go ahead. Sorry,
exactly,
about
like Mary J. Blige, Monica, yeah, Patti LaBelle. What else? Marvin Gaye. A whole bunch of albums. And then when my dad, he's from Yonkers, New York. He was incarcerated for like 5 years, but when he got out, it was like a different type of hip hop. Even though he listened to the old school, so when he got out, the first thing I ever heard him play was DMX. You know, DMX is from Yonkers,
right?
So DMX's first album when he got out of jail was one of the first albums I ever heard, like hardcore East Coast rap. DMX. Who else my dad would play?
Did he come up with, like, at the very beginning with, like, Grandmaster Flash and stuff like that?
Yeah. He was in New York with Dapper Dan, when Dapper Dan was making custom Louis Vuitton jackets for everybody. Like,
yeah.
He know exactly what spots to go to. And, like, when me and Kid traveled to New York, he always like, man, go to Gloria's. It's over here. Or go to this spot. It's over here. But, yeah, man, he put us on all that, man. A lot of East Coast rap we got from my dad, man.
Yeah.
A lot of it. I mean, he still listens to the old school as well, but yeah, the East Coast rap,
yeah,
came from my pops, man.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And so, when did you have an interest? Like, when were you like, I'm gonna do this? Was there another dream? Like, did you want to be something else?
No, this is all I wanted to do.
Yeah.
Really, honestly, this is all I wanted to do. I wanted to be, bizarre as it sounds, when I was in probably elementary, I wanted to be a cop. And then I seen somebody go to jail that was close to me, and I was like, I don't want to be a cop no more. But, yeah, I think it was my uncle. He went to jail, and I was like, yeah, I can't be no cop because everybody's going to jail. But
well, there's something about like that. There's just like you. It's kind of like a real like there's like a real superhero,
yeah,
to you as a kid. Like, yeah, you know,
exactly. Yeah. Like cops, firemen, that type of stuff. Yeah. Like, same thing. My kid wants to be a cop now, and I was like, all right. Well, I'm a supporter. I was like, you just can't arrest that. Yeah. But yeah, music was all I wanted to do, man. My first time ever being on stage was. It was a Jump On It concert when they used to have the Jump On It concerts on the East Side, and I entered a freestyle battle and I got third place, and I think I was like 11 or 12.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Kid was with me too, but yeah, that was the first time I ever got on stage, and my dad brought his friends to check me out or whatever, and they was like, man, he got something, and they would always talk about putting me in the studio, but it never happened. I never really got into a studio until I was 16, man. Our first mixtape, me and Kid recorded in our house in the closet off a computer mic, and Acid, was it Acid Pro? Yeah, it had to be Acid Pro, yeah.
What was that like? You still have it?
It was exciting, yeah. A couple of my friends still have it, but it was exciting, man.
Yeah.
First time ever building or something. I mean, I actually went through and mixed it. Kid actually went through and mixed it. We would go back and forth on mixes. We printed up everything at the school. Like, I would go into the computer class before school, and I would turn on every burner or every computer in there and burn. Like, so I got 10 computers going with my CDs in them, and I'm burning them. And we got some construction paper from the teacher's lounge, like the big pieces of construction paper.
Yeah, yeah.
We hung it up and had our friend Edgers take pictures of us, and he edited it and put it on. And we did the thing, man, and we sold it. We sold them all, too. Some people were coming.
How many songs are on it?
It's like 18.
Wow.
Yeah, man. But it was just like all freestyles over everybody else's beats. You know, like that was big then, you know, when Freestyle Kings and Dirty Third Records, Swisher House, when all that was going on. But right. Yeah. But yeah, it was awesome, man.
So you were using other people's beats at the time. When did you start making your own, or when?
I've never really made my own beats, man. I get my beats from Kid, Corey, Harris.
That's why it makes for a good team, right?
Yes, yes. Got,
see, some guys are great at this. Some guys are great at that.
I'm just good at making shit happen, man. I rap and I make shit happen, man. Everybody asks me what I do in the crew, man. I rap and I make shit happen.
Someone's got to hustle, man.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's what I do.
It's not going to work.
That's what I do, man.
So what do you, what does that mean? Like in the crew, like when you, when you're the guy that gets shit done, you're the guy that makes the calls, you're the guy that sets up the shows, you're the guy that gets you on Fun Fest into South by Southwest.
Everything you just said.
Okay.
Everything you just said, whether it's emails, whether it's actually contacting the venue, whether it's going early to the show and making sure everything's set up right, even though I'm going to get on stage like the rest of them when they come
right,
here.
Right, right.
But I'm the first guy to show up, you know, last one to leave. You know, like I'm if
it's a leader.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. In a band, that's the guy that usually the main guy.
Make sure everybody's fed. Make sure everybody's on time and don't miss flights. Yeah, that's me. I'm the first one up in the morning. Everybody else is passed out. I'm the first one up letting them know we got to check out this hotel soon. But yeah that's
get
me,
to the next city.
Yeah.
So do you guys go on the road a lot?
We've been on the road a lot. The last 3 years, we've been on the road a lot, man. It's just, yeah.
How did you guys organize? Like how did the leaders of the new school come?
Well, Kid's my brother, so
okay,
that's there. Corey Kendricks, we met Corey in high school. No, I met Corey in high school. My brothers met Corey in middle school. But
he produced a lot on your new record.
Yeah. He did. Corey, yeah. But we met Corey in high school. His mom knows my mom, so it's just like it's basically between us three is a family thing, you know. Harris. We met Harris probably like 6 years ago, and he just been down with us ever since. First it started off with just beats, and then he started handling a lot of business for us, like emails and contact, putting us in different plugs with different people. So
right.
So Harris handles a lot of that, man. Big shout out to Harris. H+, what up? But yeah, man, it's like a family, man. Like it's a family. Us four. And Scott Pace is one of our producers, and he makes a lot of the videos, a lot of the graphics you see, a lot of the photos that are taken. Scott Pace does all that. So
it is. It's an actual team.
Yeah,
and everyone plays their part.
Yeah, basically, that's what it is, man. I wouldn't call it a team. It's more like a family because we didn't know each other for years.
Yeah,
you know, and we know exactly how each other are gonna act. You know, like we know exactly how Kid's gonna act, how Corey's gonna act.
Right.
How Scott's gonna act. I know how Harris is gonna act. I know it's like, yeah, man. It's like we brothers, basically. Basically.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
So, Kid's in Atlanta now?
Yes, he's in Atlanta right now.
How are you guys working that out? Like, is there a plan that you guys are gonna go do some stuff in Atlanta?
I mean, once he makes his way in Atlanta, yes, of course. Just like when Corey has shows that he books for us in Denver. I fly out to Denver. Kid has something out in
so
Atlanta.
So Corey's in Denver.
Yep.
You're here.
Harris is in San Francisco.
Whoa, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, Harris is in San Francisco. Harris is in San Francisco. Corey's in Denver. I'm here. Kid is in Atlanta. And Scott is here as well.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So it's a lot of emails, a lot of Skyping.
A lot of emails, a lot of Skype, a lot of FaceTime. Yeah, a lot of that, just to keep the momentum going, keep the team, you know, strong. You feel me? Like each of us can stand on our own, but once we were together, it's a force to be reckoned with. You feel me?
Yeah.
But
yeah, really.
Yeah.
And creatively too, because like your album is really, I mean, it's awesome.
Oh, I appreciate
it's fucking
that.
Fucking great.
Man. Yeah. Appreciate
you really
that.
Did put your whole soul into it. You
yeah.
know, you can tell there was a reason why you made that album. You had to.
Yeah. At the time I had to, man. Everything in the album is real, man. Everything in the album is real. If you heard me say it in the album, best believe it's real.
Yeah. When Harris sent me a link to it and stuff, I started listening to it. I was like, geez, man, this guy's fucking for real. He's not fucking around at all.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, so your plan now is just to do... Get ready for South by Southwest.
Yeah, that's the thing now. I had a gig.
Is everyone coming back?
Yep, everybody will be here South by Southwest, man. We're getting booked like every other day. Each of us is getting booked, so it's a good deal.
Okay.
So we're going to have, like last year, I think collectively we had 13 shows.
Wow.
But and that's just including our solo shows and our group shows as LNS.
Right.
So I think I got booked for like two already. I think Kid has two. Corey has too, but I'm pretty sure they're going to book us as the crew instead of as individually as
right.
well. But
can you say what those are now? Or
what's
not yet?
No, I can't say what those are.
But people can go to lnscrew.com and the shows will be posted there.
Yes, they will.
Also, there's a Facebook, there's a Twitter. You're up there.
Yep. Follow me at Packboy Tank, PACBOITANK, on any social network, man. And
yeah, I'll put a link on there to to the thing.
All right. Appreciate
so,
that.
So you guys have done fun. Tell me all the shows that you've done. You've done some pretty big shows. You've done South by.
Yeah. Fun Fest. South by. The School York City tour. Kid just did the Billboard Hot 100. What else, man? It's a whole bunch. Weird City Fest.
Do you guys get to open for some bigger guys too?
Yeah. All the time, man. I've been blessed to open up for some of the dudes we've opened up for, man. And
like who?
I say Mos Def.
Oh wow.
Talib Kweli. Kid got to open up for Justin Bieber and Nicki Minaj for the Billboard 100 in New York.
How did that?
Man, I have no clue, man. It was just a blessing. And he killed it. He went in the crowd. He jumped in the crowd and everything. Like, he killed it.
Were you there?
No, I wasn't there. I was here. But normally I'm there. A lot of Texas artists, Killer Kalion, OBZ. Who else have we opened up for, man? Rakim. Man, it's so many to name. But every big name artist that we've opened up for... it's been a blessing, man.
Yeah.
And for the artists to, we were on the Hip Hop Gods tour with Public Enemy Number One.
Jesus.
And that was crazy.
Yeah.
That was crazy. L.A., Nokia Center, right across from the Staples Center.
Wow.
Crazy. Every big name artist that's seen us perform has always came backstage and gave us our props. Like, Mos Def, he came to me and personally shook my hand and was like, man, y'all killed that shit. I was like, appreciate it, dog.
Wow.
Appreciate it,
dog. Yeah.
But yeah, man, every person that we've ever opened up for has been a blessing, man.
That's amazing. And on this South by Southwest, you know, like when you go to South by, some people are looking for a deal. Some people are looking for a booking agent, a manager, some more press to get their record, you know, whatever. What's your goal? Like, maybe spread the word about Pain, also the LNS crew. Or are you guys looking for any sort of particular thing?
I mean, South by is kind of weird for us because, you know, it's in our backyard. You know, it's here. It's in Austin. So other artists come from different cities and they're looking for something, man. We're not... I don't think we're.
It's the only time of the year where everyone from the industry comes here.
Exactly.
I mean, they are in our backyard for a week.
I plan on hitting a lot of panels and listen to a bunch of keynote speakers and trying to basically network. I mean, I'm gonna put out flyers and posters and for Pain and for any other projects that we have coming up. Of course, it's all about promotion and getting those people to come to your shows. But the shows that we actually do have, I want our real fans, the people that support us, to come to those shows instead of it being a bunch of people here to see somebody else.
Right.
I want to show the industry that, yo, we actually have fans. We actually have people that fuck with us, that support us. And y'all need to see this. And y'all need to see this from in Austin. And y'all need to take this somewhere else. And that's my whole thing about it. You know, like, take us somewhere else. Get us out of here.
Yeah.
You feel me?
How do you feel the hip-hop scene is here? Honestly,
I just feel it's weird, man. It's a lot of people doing a lot of different things.
Yeah. And it seems very disjointed to me.
It's disjointed because the majority of Austin people, I mean, it's like it has X's against it. Like, all right, so the radio, the big radio won't play our records, right?
Right.
Clear Channel, all them up there, they won't play our records. The places that do play the records, like 88.7, KUT, who else?
98.9. Yeah.
But, you know, big shout out to them.
Yeah.
But the people that need to hear it don't listen to the radio.
Right.
You feel me? Like, right. And that's one X against us. Some of the venues are scared, you know. Shout out to the venues that actually do support Austin hip hop, like the Mohawk, Empire Control Room, the 512 Beauty Bar. It's a couple of more, but those are the main ones.
But there aren't a lot. There, you know,
there's not a lot.
No,
and that's another X.
And is it because they are scared?
Yeah, I believe they're scared.
Because of the they don't want an undesirable element coming in. I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh. It's just
no,
it's ridiculous to me.
It is. It is.
I'm not laughing I'm laughing because someone is actually thinking that way. Like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And the way things are moving now, they're moving very positive. Like, yeah, we've been having, like, my show, my release show was packed.
That was at Empire?
No, that was at the Mohawk.
Mohawk, yeah.
And then the show I had after that, the Weird City Fest, it was packed. Spider House Ballroom, shout out to them. Then just now, the first of the month Smokeout, big shout out to Kirk, because he's making it. He has a platform to where a lot of people are coming to his shows. Every first of the month Smokeout this year I've been to was crazy. Empire.
That's at Empire?
Yeah. It's the first of the month Smokeout. It's a show where everybody comes together. They smoke, if you smoke.
Yeah.
But they smoke and they listening to all the Austin hip hop. And Austin hip hop and bigger names. But
that's awesome.
So, and he did it for a whole year last year. So, and now he's moving it to Empire. So it's not at Flamingo Cantina no more. But every first of the month, or first Saturday of the month, or first Friday of the month, he has a show, and it's crazy, man. It's crazy. So, I mean, it's moving in the right directions this way, this year, and we just need to stay consistent, you know, keep dropping more projects, keep just putting it in their face, because a lot of people, they're scared of the Austin hip-hop because they don't know it, or they have lack of knowledge, or they don't know anything about it.
Right.
So it's our job to put it in their face, like, look, we're here, this is it.
Right.
Yeah, so...
And to me, it's almost like two different scenes. It's like there's like an Austin, like rock,
yeah,
country singer songwriter scene,
yeah,
that also has like elements of like funk, and there's some soul stuff in there too. But then the hip hop scene is then its own thing.
Yeah.
But within that, like, are you friends with like Riders Against the Storm and Zeely and stuff like that?
Zeely was on. I got a song with Zeely. Riders Against the Storm. Yes, they know who I am. I see them all the time.
Yeah.
Like it's you're right. It's
but it seems like they've like crossed this line because they're in that Black Fret thing. But they seem to be the only hip hop thing in that.
Yeah.
It's just weird because to me, even my own show, like I don't get a lot of hip hop guys on here.
Yeah.
And in the world, pretty much the main form of music that people are listening to is hip hop.
Yeah.
And the heroes and the rock stars now that are guys that we look up to, you know, like Jay-Z and stuff, that are like, you know, the Stones of now, you know, the Rolling Stones of now. So, but you look at Austin and it's completely.
Yeah,
it's upside down.
Yeah,
like the general music scene, when they talk about the live music capital of the world, they're talking about a honky tonk or the Continental Club,
exactly,
more than they're talking about the smoke the first of the month smoke out at Empire Control Room.
Yeah, exactly.
Are there actual are there clubs that are just hip hop clubs that I don't know about?
Nah, not in Austin, man. Not in Austin.
See, that seems fucked too.
Yeah, it is, but hey. Well, we can't. I mean,
no. I'm not trying to complain or stuff. I'd like to see people come together more.
Yeah, no, I would love to see that as well. But there's no hip hop club in Austin that's had a good run, and that is open now. Like there were, but now they're all closed down or converted to something else.
Right.
You feel me? Like, or they have hip hop on these certain nights, and then have something else on different nights. Like hip hop doesn't have its own club; it has a night
right.
in Austin. You feel me?
Right.
And I mean, right, it is what it is, man. That's just how it is. It sucks.
Yeah.
But that's just how it is, man. And like if you go to San Antonio or you go to Dallas or you go to Houston, you know, it's hip hop clubs everywhere.
Right.
But here it's just they're not having it.
Those scenes? Do you ever go there? Do you know guys from those?
Yeah, San Antonio, most definitely. A lot of people in San Antonio, man. Their scenes are dope. It's pretty dope. The artists are recognized. I mean, they're recognized in Dallas, and Dallas support their own. Yeah. Houston supports their own.
Yeah.
Austin just has a lack of. It's only certain people who get the support and who support others. You feel me?
Yeah.
But, yeah, man.
Man, there's a guy, he was really prominent, like, I think in, like, 2012 in Houston. He was a Chopped and Screwed guy. And someone was hooking us up to do a podcast from when I was there one time. And
yeah.
The person that I was dealing with was his defense attorney.
Wow.
It ended up falling through. We ended up not getting together. Nothing bad, but it never happened. But it was so weird.
I bet.
Yeah, I guess he had been in a lot of trouble, and he wanted to talk about it, and the attorney was like, well, look, he wants it to, you know.
Yeah.
But it was totally wild. Do you go down there and do shows in hip-hop clubs?
Houston, Dallas, yeah. San Antonio. Yes, we do.
All around. What about the college towns?
We've done those, too. We've done those too. The college towns are where it's at, though. Yeah. That's where it's at, man. I will be on a couple of dates when Trey comes down here.
Okay.
So I'll be on the 19th, the 21st, and the 22nd. So he'll be in Austin on the 19th, and the 21st and 22nd in San Marcos and San Antonio. So I will be on those three dates.
Where in San Marcos? Do you know where you're playing?
I have no way.
San Antonio?
I have no idea about San Marcos and San Antonio, but Austin, I will be at Vulcan on the 19th.
Oh, the Vulcan Gas Company?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a good place.
Yeah. It's a good place.
I like that bar. It seems like it just kind of like popped up.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere, but it's and tons been there. Of people are playing there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, they got some good shows.
Nice little venue. Nice VIP upstairs.
Yeah.
You can smoke on the balcony. Pretty dope, man. Shout out to my people over there.
They're good people.
Yeah.
So you want to put out another album this year?
Yes, I do. I just want to keep the momentum going. I mean, I got a lot of feedback on this album, a lot of unexpected feedback, a lot of people reaching out for me for features and
yeah, I've read some stuff about.
Huh?
I've seen some. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, and people actually, I mean, it feels good. It feels good. I mean, it feels real good. I mean, yeah. So I want to keep the momentum going and keep it consistent. So I figure around January, I'm not January, but either April or June, I'll be dropping another one. I was going to do March, but
a little much.
We're gearing up for the LNS Crew mixtape part 3, because we just put out part 2 last year, and part 3 will be, normally we put it around South By, and then Kids Greed is dropping this month, so I'm going to wait.
That's a full length?
Yeah, full length.
Are you on it? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on there.
How do you guys do it? Do you guys get together? Or do you send tracks each other?
Right now we send tracks, but normally with Kids Greed, we pretty much recorded everything here.
Okay.
So yeah, man. Like now.
Guys, what about your? Do you have a studio?
Yeah.
Like a main studio here.
Main studio here. We pretty much do everything ourselves. We record ourselves. We mix ourselves. Produce each other, all that. We pretty much do.
Do you produce anyone in the crew?
Nah, I don't, man.
Do you want to?
Yeah. If I had the time, man.
Yeah.
If I had the time, man, I would. Usually when I'm in the studio, I'm in and out. You know, like, I would record my verses. I would listen to it and whatever sounds good, it sounds good, because I'm not re-recording it. My days are chilling in the studio and catching a vibe or a Slim to None right now, man. I got two boys, so they keep me busy, man. So,
how old are they?
5 and 7.
Do they like your music?
Yeah, they listen to it. They listen to it and they critique me on it. My oldest son, he always, once he hears my music, he'll come back to me and be like, Dad, you said this on this track. What does that mean? Uh-oh. And I have to explain it to them. But, yeah, man, they know what it is. I pretty much let them listen to a lot, but they know not to cuss, and they know not to repeat anything bad. And if they need understanding on something, I'm going to give it to them, you know?
Right.
Because like, my dad, he let us listen to a whole bunch of stuff I wasn't supposed to be listening to at the age that I listened to it at. And he would always tell me, man, look, you can listen to it, but there's no cursing. You can't curse.
Yeah.
You can't repeat what this man says.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. So
that's a tough to reconcile, because it seems like, well, I mean, even me, I'm older than you, but in like when I was a kid, you know.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, this is the thing, and it makes one of my uncles really mad when I say it. But I'm like, because like then my uncles had it, my aunts had kids,
yeah,
and they became like, oh, like, well, I'll quit smoking weed, or like pretended they did, and like, oh, that's bad. All of a sudden,
yeah.
But like when I was a kid, I remember my uncle putting me on the back of his motorcycle when all I was wearing was a pair of shorts, no shoes, no shirt, no helmet, and riding on the back of his motorcycle, like in 1976, to go get more beer.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, that was just the way it was. Yeah. You know, that wasn't like, it wasn't like that, like Child Protective Service would take you away because of that. That was just like, that was life.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't do that now. Yeah. You better not do that now.
Yeah. Do you find yourself being a little more cautious as a parent than maybe your parents were?
Yeah. In a sense.
I mean, also, plus your parents, like, had so many kids that, like, once they got to, like, 4 or 5,
yeah.
Like, what? As long as you don't die or yeah. kill anyone, just...
Nah, it's crazy. I mean, it was 8 of us, but my mom, she made sure none of us lacked the attention. You feel me? Like, she made sure she loved us each in our own separate way. Like,
sure, but I mean, as far as, like, being, like, a very strict parent, an overbearing parent, that's easy to do when you have one kid.
Yeah.
But when you have 8...
Yeah, somebody's getting away with something.
Yeah.
Somebody's getting away with something, and somebody's blaming something on somebody else. But yeah. I feel what you're saying. Yeah.
I'm from a family 7, but like the next kid's like 13 years younger than me. And then there's one that's even like 12 now.
Man.
So 12? Yeah.
Lucky him.
Yeah, he's 12. Yeah. Yeah, but like that kid, the 12-year-old guy.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't have it half as hard as I did. You know what I mean? Like he doesn't have to do stuff around the house.
The triplets, my mom's triplets, they're spoiled. They're spoiled. I always tease my mom. I was like, man, mom, it wasn't like that when I was growing up. You give them the world. Now it's just me. I had to work for everything. You just handing it to a mom. It's not fair. But yeah, I joke with her about that all the time.
So you and kid ended up in hip hop, did any of the other kids?
What, just me and kid.
What all do they do?
Whatever they want to do. basically whatever they want to do. I mean, like basically, they live in my one of my sisters is in the army. My youngest sister, she just had twins. And all the rest of my brothers, they just work.
Okay,
that's it. Me and kid, we've been chasing this music thing forever, man. So.
Kanye's album came out today. What does that mean to you?
Nothing at all. He had a fashion show today too.
You're not a fan?
No, I'm not saying I'm not a fan. It's just I'll get to it. I'm not gonna react like some of the people I know react when Kanye drops something. It's cool. I give it a listen. It's not really a big deal to me. Now if one of my favorites like Jadakiss or Who else am I feeling right now? If Jadakiss drops something right now, I'll probably lose my mind.
Yeah.
But Kanye, I'm like, I'm going to listen to it.
Is it okay if I don't care about Drake?
Drake? Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. You don't have to care about Drake.
He doesn't make me happy. He doesn't upset me, but he also just, I don't like him. It doesn't resonate with me.
He's just very unfair right now.
Yeah,
he has the game on lock right now, and if he drops something, I'm like, I'll come around and listen
to it.
Only reason why I listened to the last one though, because Eric Dingus produced one of the tracks on there. So
no shit, I've had Eric on the show.
Yeah, Eric Dingus. Yeah, he produced one of the tracks on. If you're reading this now, it's too late.
Are you shitting me?
Yeah, number 13.
That's the shyest. That's one of the shyest people I've ever had on this show.
For real. That's crazy.
Ever. He came with a friend of mine that was a publicist. That's a publicist, Joe Ray Domeno.
Yeah.
And she turned me on to him. How's he doing now?
Jesus. He's doing good. Still
he's producing Drake?
Yeah, he produced.
I got to get him back on the show. Is he still here?
Yeah, he's still here.
I wonder if he'll talk to me now.
Man, he
now
might.
Now that he's all famous.
He might. I don't know. I don't know, man. But that's the only reason why I listened to Drake's last album.
That's unbelievable.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah, that's great.
That's
do you guys work with Eric?
Yeah, we've done a couple of matter of fact, Eric mastered Your Side on my
he did?
Album. Yeah, he mastered Your Side. So yeah.
I would just for the entertainment of it, seeing this shy, like really skinny, kinda like stays in his room white nerd kid,
yeah,
like hanging out with the whole like hip hop crew.
Hey, it's a lot of
awesome.
It's a lot of weirdos in the hip-hop.
Yeah.
It's a lot of people like that. But hey, yeah, it is funny.
Yeah.
It is funny. But congrats to him, man. He got a number. He produced on the number
one. Dude, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, he's a platinum producer now.
Eric Dingus, a guy that was making stuff in his room just a couple years ago when he came over and talked to me.
Yeah.
Producing Drake.
Producing Drake. He's traveling now. He's doing his thing. Shout out to Eric Dingus, man.
Yeah, total shout out.
Yeah.
Terrible last name. You know, unfortunate. Yeah, I think that's actually his name.
It could be Dingo.
No, it's Dingus.
I'm saying it could be worse.
Yeah, that's right. All right, so people can find you at the lnscrew.com.
lnscrew.com.
Plackboy Tank. That's Packboy Tank. Yeah. PACBOI tank.bandcamp.com. I'll put all of these links on my Facebook page and stuff on the How Did I Get Here Facebook page.
Bet, man.
And is there anything I'm missing?
Nah, that's it, man. Greed comes out this month by Kid, and be looking for a South by Southwest, man.
Yeah.
And like he said, follow me on anything at Packboy Tank, PACBOITANK. That's Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, anything, any social media. Just follow me at Packboy Tank.
Okay.
Man, yeah. And if you haven't checked out the album yet, go type in Tank Washington Pain. Yeah. Tell Siri that you want to listen to Tank Washington Pain, and she will pull it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And tell Google, too, because can't you tell Google stuff?
Google Play, Xbox, PlayStation.
You're on Spotify?
Spotify, Bandcamp. Everywhere you can get music, I'm on there.
Vinyl?
Vinyl, I will get some pressed up.
Yeah.
But only for the real vinyl heads, though. Not a lot of people listen to vinyl. Well,
dude, it just depends. Hip-hop fans, is that like a hip-hop? Because a lot of hip hop records come out on vinyl now.
Yeah, but it's only certain DJs that play it. It's only certain producers that use them for the sound, the quality, crisp sound with the crackle, you know. But so I mean, if you need a vinyl, holler at me. I'll get it done for you.
Yeah,
I will get it done. I'm gonna get you one done.
Okay, good, because I do listen to vinyl. All right, everyone, pick up Pain. Thank you for coming on the show. It's good to have you on.
Man,
and maybe. I don't know, during South By, if you guys have time, but sometime when all of you guys are together, I'd like to talk to all of you together. All
right,
that's
cool.
The whole LNS crew. I think that'd be badass.
Yeah, that would be dope, man. We'll make it happen.
All right.
I'm going to hit up Paris when I leave and tell them to make it happen.
All right. Thanks for coming,
man. Man, appreciate you. Thank you for having me. Paying. Otherwise, I'm going to let you learn the hard way. I got a couple stains, hit a couple licks.
Any weight to make a dollar flip, I'm with the shit. Don't Tank Washington from the LNS Crew. You can find them at the lnscrew.com and also find his album Pain, which is available now at Packboy Tank. That's PACBOI tank.bandcamp.com. I will put a link to it in the text on the Podbean page and also on our Facebook page. All right, I want to thank Tank for coming by. It was great talking to him. Wish him great luck with this album, Pain. And I hope you guys all have a great weekend. Don't forget, if you're listening to this the day that it comes out, Friday, February 12th, 2016, I'm playing tonight in San Antonio with Skyrocket at Sam's Burger Joint. Come on out if you are in the San Antonio area. It's a good time. We go on about 9. All right, thank you so much. Let's hear some more music from Tank Washington and his album, Pain. All right, have a great weekend. Let's get down.
Working round the clock. Show 'em you got it on lock. Know I'ma get this guap. Know you know. I see you moving it slow. What is you doing it for? You was a student, I know. Or you was just getting it, girl, get it. Knew there's a loop in the hole. Flew from the roof to the flow. No, I ain't mad. Paying her tithes, working her ass. I'm out on her money, she fresh out of class. Work, no sleep. Feeling like 4 weeks. Niggas trying to make some proceeds. Shall I proceed? Should be breaking down the dope key. Might be breaking down the dosi. I ain't breaking down with no weeds. No sticks, no seeds. No way, no how. Keep your feet up on the concrete. Keep working out. Working round the clock, tear it up. Show 'em you got it on lock, tear it up. Know I'ma get this guap. Know you know. Working round the clock, tear it up. Show 'em you got it on lock, tear it up. Know I'ma get this guap. Know you know.
perfect game is berserk. She know she bad and her worth, more than your average for sure. Mind on the master, surpass that bachelor's. 9 to 5 with it, then pick them kids up. Up in the kitchen, whipping it up. Hitting the bucks, getting it done. Raising the sons, number one mama, she sexy as fuck. No sleep, no sleep, feeling like 4 weeks. She be praying down on both knees. Push the clock, then repeat. Gotta grind, don't flee, eat. All the time she gon' eat. Never mind what these hoes think. Both feet up on the concrete, running through my mind. She'll be tired when she find me. Told me don't stress, I've been out here grinding, putting in work.
Got it on lock. Know I'ma get this guap. Know you know.